The Aurelia OPP say they are not releasing any new details related to the November 11 murder of Fabian Crawford in Ramara Township. Crawford, 48, was located deceased inside a home on County Road 169, near Washago, at about 1 p.m. on the afternoon of November 11. Responding Aurelia OPP officers located the suspect, a short distance away, and took him into custody. Christopher Scully, 54, of Aurelia, has been charged with second-degree murder. Police have not revealed how Crawford was killed, if the two men knew each other, or what a motive might have been for the homicide. As the investigation continues, police say they are not looking for any other suspects. A grieving family is left to pick up the pieces. Today, a GoFundMe account was started to help support Crawford's family, which includes his two daughters, Angelina, 15, and Harmony, 12. They are absolutely devastated by their father's untimely death, and this event has had a huge impact on their lives, said Jessica Blake, a family friend who is organizing the fundraiser. According to Blake, Crawford was self-employed, and due to the nature of his work, there are no additional funds available to help his girls with their needs and daily living expenses. In addition to these horrific events, the family have the added struggle of trying to financially support themselves, said Blake. She said, any contributions or support would be greatly appreciated, especially during this time of year with Christmas just around the corner. The homicide is considered an isolated incident, said Brett Boniface, Aurelia OPP's media officer. He said Scully remains in police custody. As to the second-degree murder charge, Boniface was not able to shed any light on why that particular charge was laid. He noted that, generally speaking, a first-degree murder charge is laid when there is premeditation. If the investigation into the homicide reveals premeditation, the charge could be upgraded, he said. The investigation by the Aurelia Detachment, its crime unit and OPP Forensic Identification Services continues, under the direction of the OPP Criminal Investigation Branch, and in conjunction with the Office of the Chief Coroner and Ontario Forensic Pathology Service. Anyone with information that may assist the investigation is asked to contact OPP at 1-888-310-1122 or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477. A celebration of Crawford's life will be held on March 11, 2024. Memorial donations may be made in his name to Diabetes Canada through the Simcoe Funeral Home. Messages of condolence are welcomed at www.simcoefuneralhome.ca.